Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from Strange Days with another Homes Alone edition. Joining me today are two first-time guests. What? It's true. And three guests total, of course. It's Matt Richards, Anna Roisman, and Kate Willett.
Hey.
What's up? I'm bringing that back.
It's about freaking time that came back.
It's the 90s. Matt's stuck in the 90s.
What?
Yeah, that was really that was unavoidable for a while. And I'm glad you're trying to bring it back, Matt.
And Jiggy. I'm bringing back Jiggy.
Okay.
Getting jiggy with it.
I'm worried about that one. I don't think a lot of people are not going to say it right.
Only one way to find out, baby.
That's Matt Richards. We're going to meet all of my guests individually and alphabetically is how I've been doing it. So, Matt, you're up first. Thank you so much for being here. It's your first time on the show. You are the
first
host of my favorite online trivia program, the HQ Trivia, and I got to, you know, come down, hang out with you there in the studio one time, and do
that was a lot of fun, man.
We did HQ After Dark. And it was like I felt like a Make a Wish kid, and
I'm glad your wish came true, man.
And yeah, so you've been going strong, doing it for six nights a week. Pretty early on in quarantine, you started doing that. Is it good that you have to that you're working so much, or do you wish you were?
It's keeping me busy. I love it. And truthfully, it's 15 minutes a day, so I can't complain.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a pretty sweet job, but you got to be there every day at that same time, like. You know, if anything awesome comes up, like, hey, Matt, you want to go meet the president? Well, that wouldn't be awesome now. But you know what
I'd
I mean.
Be like, no, thank you. I got to go host a game.
Can't be there at 9 o'clock. You can't do anything at 9 o'clock. Like, if Game of Thrones was still on, you could never watch it as, you know, live.
I usually watch it live, but I'd have to watch it, like, after.
That's what I loved about it. The thing I love most about Game of Thrones is that every episode was live. People didn't know that. They thought it was all edited and had added special effects and stuff, but they did it all in camera.
One shot, one take.
It was all one take like that. 1917. What year was that?
I still haven't seen that yet. Anna tells me I gotta check that out. I gotta watch that flick.
Yeah, try to see it by 3017.
I'm giving myself until then to watch it.
Squeeze it in. And speaking of Anna, let's say hi to her from HQ Trivia. It's Anna Roisman.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
You are there, like doing HQ like once a week, one night.
Once in a blue moon, we'll call
it. Once every 3 weeks or so, something like that. How is that schedule affecting you?
You know, it's exciting when it comes up, but it's not that often. But I have so much fun going back and doing it. And we've been doing movie night.
Yeah, they bring you back for movie night, my favorite of all the nights that they have. Although, when is the 100 questions? Is that tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
That is tonight. We're playing until we have 100 or fewer. Yeah, that's tonight at 9.
Yeah, tonight at 9, if you're one of the 100 or less people that make it to the end, you split the prize, but the end is determined by it's got to be 100 people or less, and they start with like 80,000 people. So,
wow. Doug, let me know if you need any extra lives. You know, I can hook you up.
I know. You guys hooked me up once with extra lives, but lately I've been playing like a civilian where I...
We'll fix that.
I play those damn daily games and, you know, accrue coins to get extra lives for the nighttime game. I really like that pressure. And joining us also today for the very first time, it's a New York comedian who I have not had the pleasure of meeting in person, but hopefully will someday. It's Kate Willett. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
How are you doing? You're in Brooklyn?
Yes, I am in Brooklyn, and how I'm doing is intimidated because I had no idea that I'd be playing trivia-type games against professional trivia folks. So,
oh no, we're just hosts. We don't know trivia at all. We just read the prompter.
Yeah, I retain the information for maybe an hour after the game and then it's gone.
Yeah, it's true. Like, people think that the game show hosts are so smart, but Alex Trebek is
he's a moron. Rock.
He's an idiot.
Big fat dummy.
He's so stupid. What is so stupid?
What is so stupid? I'll take Alex Trebek for 300.
But Kate, I don't know how much you've listened to the show lately since we've been locked down, but I've been trying to open the show up to, you know, guests that aren't complete trivia nerds, because there's so many friends and colleagues and people that I want to have on. And so I believe when we get to the game portion today, I think you'll have just as much of a chance as our two professional HQDs.
Well, I think also all of us have probably grown in our movie knowledge throughout quarantine. You know, we've all just been growing as people in that way of consuming more and more content.
Yeah. Usually when somebody's like, what have you seen lately? You're kind of like, and you have to think about it. Like, a couple days ago, I think I watched a movie. But now it's like, what have you seen lately? Well, what haven't I seen?
Yeah.
I've been watching all of it.
You can really get on the movie track or the sourdough track. And I have opted for the movie track. So, you know, here we are.
I love that. It's way healthier, I think.
Exactly.
Matt, have you seen a lot of movies during this
I've watched so many movies during quarantine. I've watched so many series that I never saw. I feel way more educated than I've ever been in my life.
Do your dogs like all this TV watching?
Yeah, we sat down the other night and watched Hamilton on Disney Plus, and they were very entertained.
Don't you find, though, that dogs tend to side with Burr?
I think they were more about the, they liked the ladies. They joined in with all the lady notes. And something about the melodies got them howling.
It's the songs the ladies sing in that show are quite pretty. It's true.
Yes. My friend Jasmine Cephas Jones plays the little sister, and then the wife that cheats to set it. I don't want to, no spoilers. I'm sorry.
Matt, who hasn't watched it yet?
Me, up until 2 days ago.
My cat's watched it.
My, shut.
I looked at a $5 bill while I was in a discotheque, so I feel like I've seen it.
I knew he was on the five, but he doesn't look anything like Lin-Manuel Miranda on the $5 bill.
He sure doesn't.
Maybe they should put Lin-Manuel on the money.
I'm down with it. Let's take regular Hamilton off and put on Lin.
One time I got bold on Twitter and I asked Lin-Manuel Miranda to be a guest on Doug Loves Movies when I was there in New York one time, and he wrote back publicly, like he responded publicly, I can't make that, but please keep asking. And then and I kept answering, and he never even responds anymore.
Try again. He's like a magic eight ball.
Yeah. Now you got a tweet. I've asked Lin-Manuel as many times as it took people to win the lottery for Hamilton to be on the podcast.
Oh my goodness. I really hate him where he lives.
Yeah. Would you say you're not throwing away your shot? You know, I'm so sorry.
I'm not.
You want to be in the room where it happens.
Exactly.
You're not even in a room right now, Matt. You're in a park.
I'm in the dog park, baby.
In the park where it happens.
Matt. You should do an all dog Hamilton.
That would be lit. I gotta cast it though.
Although I guess you should put a few cats in there in the spirit of the original production.
I think Burr would be a pug.
It's gotta be
Bobby
inclusive.
Flay would be Burr. Bobby Flay's gotta be Burr.
Okay, we can do that.
We gotta make sure the listeners understand that Anna has a dog named Bobby Flay.
Yes. Sorry, I just assumed.
Weird casting if it wasn't.
If it was an all dog production featuring Bobby Flay, the chef.
Yeah. What about you, Anna? Have you seen anything in particular that you'd recommend for people to watch during a pandemic?
Oh, yeah. I got to be honest. I got to let you guys know. I've probably watched Step Brothers at least 12 times since quarantining. It's one of my favorites. And but
people,
aside
like,
from-
people like to watch stuff that they already like. This, it seems to be a very calming sort of thing.
Yeah, it's nostalgia. It's like
you know
it was always on
happen.
TV. Right? Mm-hmm. And, but I also, you know what I watched? I watched two movies in the last two nights. I watched the documentary, Mucho, Mucho Amor, the story of Walter Mercado, which was so good on Netflix.
I got to see that. Have you heard of it? About that.
I loved it.
You loved it, Kate? It's so good.
I absolutely loved it. It made me realize that I want to start being extremely glamorous, even around my house in quarantine, because there's never a time to let glamour go.
Right? We got to start wearing capes.
Exactly. Capes. Yes.
He was an astronomer, right? Or a psychic?
Astrologer.
Ah, an astrology cape-wearing, rhinestone, bedazzling.
Like Jesus of Puerto Rico. Yeah, he's like everything.
Puerto Rican Jesus. That's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Well, Lin-Manuel did it too. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it. Wait, and Doug, you know what I watched last night that I loved? I really enjoyed Palm Springs. I watched.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It was really good. I thought 5 minutes in, 10 minutes in, I'm not gonna like this movie, and then I really enjoyed it. I liked it.
Have any of you seen The Old Guard?
Oh, that's the Charlize Theron thing on Netflix.
I like it. Yeah, it's based off a graphic novel. It was pretty dope. A lot of action.
Matt, you chose Hamilton as the movie that we're talking about.
Yeah, you already had your say.
I'm sorry. So, okay, I stick by Hamilton. My bad.
Finally, somebody's sticking up for Hamilton, finally.
What?
wait, the court? Oh, old court. The old guard. Old guard. I cannot remember this damn title. And that's in reference to what? Like old guard of they're like old superheroes or something?
Well, they're immortal, so they're old as fuck.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I doubt I'll watch that. Why? Because you're when a movie's got immortals in it, you're worried that the running time's going to be a little fat.
Yeah, you know, I just am like, it's either that or Step Brothers. Okay, that's an easy solution.
But Old Guard is, as I understand it, is quite action filled, and they don't stand around talking much.
Yeah, no.
Thank you, Matt, for your reporting.
That's my report on the old guard. Yeah, no.
Matt, Money Flipping Richards out in the field.
Back to you, Doug.
Reporting from the dog park. What's the weather like in the dog park today?
It's hot and hairy.
Hot and hairy. That's just how he likes it.
have I asked every, Kate, have I asked you yet? Do you have a movie that you could recommend?
I'm sort of torn because for me, it's all about the genre of movie, which is, I've been watching a lot of apocalypse films. Cause I feel like it's been helpful to me to watch like people in, you know, way worse situations even than, you know, anyone is in right now. So I'm going to say, I watched, Snowpiercer, Annihilation. And then just the other day I watched this movie called Into the Mouth of Madness from the 90s. And it's all about the world ending in various ways, and that's been comforting to me for some strange reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kate's preparing in case it happens.
Have you been prepping, Kate? Are you prepping?
I do have a lot of canned food, but I have not managed to find a sourdough starter yet. So
is it Goya?
You know, I do have some leftover Goya beans from like before this all came out. And
you gotta burn it. You gotta put it in a pot and burn it.
Yeah, I won't be buying any new Goya beans.
I heard some people eat Goya beans more than like several times a day.
What? That, ouch.
They have a lot of gas.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It doesn't seem, I don't think Ted Cruz was accurate when he made that claim.
I mean, also, like, extreme consumption of beans is just not a nice thing to do to the people that you're quarantining with. So, for that reason alone, chill on the beans.
But if you are quarantining, alone, though. Yeah, if you're alone, you save on the heating bill.
Yes. Yep.
I was just about to say the same shit, Doug. Wow. You keep your eyes.
They're just living on the edge. I don't know if I'd rather be near a person who eats beans multiple times a day or without a mask at this point. After hearing all you.
That's a true test of a mask. If you can smell that somebody's eating a lot of beans, you need a better mask.
Well, yeah, that's also what happens when you get COVID is your smell goes. So, like... You should definitely.
I don't even know.
Should be roommates. Someone with COVID should be roommates with a big bean eater, and both. It's a win-win.
Or you know, we have a severe shortage of testing. That's the new test. It's just your roommate eats a lot of beans, and if you know, then you don't have COVID.
Or you're asymptomatic.
You
don't need insurance.
Going, you wake up every day grateful to smell the beans.
Exactly.
Okay. Lovely.
So. It was Snowpiercer, then what was the second one?
The second one was Annihilation, which is Natalie Portman is in it from, I think, 2018. And the world ends, or starts to end. I think they, you know, not to spoil it, but it doesn't exactly end. But, you know, there's this weird scientific phenomenon that's, like, messing with all this DNA and eating the planet. And it's, like, kind of a sci-fi action movie. It's definitely, like... popcorn movie, but super entertaining.
Yeah, that's the same guy who did Ex Machina.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I like Ex Machina.
Which that I would recommend. That's a good quarantine movie because it's about just a few characters in an isolated setting. I won't say anything else, but that kind of I think fits into where we're at right now. You know. And then, Kate, what was that third movie?
So the third movie was this movie called In the Mouth of Madness. And okay. It's a John Carpenter movie from the 90s. Yeah. And it's about like a horror writer whose novels start coming true. And then that's Ooh. The way that the world starts ending. So very different ways of getting to the apocalypse.
What is that streaming on, Kate? I got to watch that.
I don't know what it's streaming on. I think it might have been on Netflix, but I'm not positive. One of my friends had it.
I like John Carpenter.
Yeah, I've got this app that I just enter a movie and it tells me, that it's on a streaming service I don't have. But it's mostly useful, and I'm definitely going to look that one up because I'm not even sure if I've seen that. I mean, I know I've seen most John Carpenter movies, but this one, do you know who's in it, Kate? Do you remember the actors' names?
Sam Neill is in it. Sam Neill, Julie Carmen are the two stars.
Yeah, Sam Neill's great. He's from, Jurassic Park, and he was in that movie, Dead Calm, with Nicole Kidman and Billy Zane. That's pretty intense if you wanted something intense.
Nice.
Who was Sam in Jurassic Park?
The main dinosaur guy.
Oh, really?
Not the guy that owns the park, but the guy that, comes to the park with Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, the paleontologist dude. Yeah.
Yeah. The one that takes his sunglasses off in an insanely dramatic manner when he gets to see dinosaurs in person.
Every time.
It's good acting.
Yeah.
Threaten that kid with a velociraptor claw. He's like, yeah, he'll cut you up gut you. And the kid was shitless.
He's great. Sam Neill is great in a Taika Waititi movie called The Wilder People. What is it? Something of the Wilder People. And, yeah, he's really good in that. Hmm. All right. Well, that's a nice little roundup of movies for people to check out. And I prepared a game for us to play today. And like I said earlier, everyone's got a chance to win. And also, there's nothing to win. It's just for fun. And we will get into that right after these commercial, maybe one commercial, two. I don't know how many, but listen to them. And buy whatever it is they tell you to buy. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. That wasn't so bad, right?
That's very quick.
I want all of those things.
See? That's what I want in a guest, is one that listens to the ads and then wants to purchase things in the ads.
I heard it, and I think that thing is very useful to my life.
We're going to play a game today that is fairly new to this show, and I love it because there's this weird thing on the Internet Movie Database, IMDb.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it.
Yeah. If you go in on the phone app, because I don't think it works if you look at it on your computer. But if you go on your phone app and you select a movie and then you go to where it says the cast and then you say, you click on see all, then it'll give you a list, but then you can click on something to refine it down to, they will list the cast of characters, the entire cast of the movie in order of their current popularity on IMDb according to its algorithms. And they don't make a lot of sense and are very unpredictable. And that's why this game is called Weird Algorithm.
Love
it. Is everybody still with me?
Yes.
Yes. Matt?
Here.
Is Matt here?
Present.
It's like when the flight attendant comes by and has to get a yes out of everybody in the exit row.
No.
So everybody's going to get a chance to go first. I'll name a movie, and then each of you will pick somebody that you think would be the most popular person in that movie. And for everyone you get, every time you get the number one person right, you get 3 points. And for the number two person, you get 2. And for number three, you get 1. And we'll start with you, Matt, because we're going alphabetical. And you know, you can even pick the same name if you want. You could do all of your thinking out loud. Just ultimately, everybody just has to choose one name.
And so I pick a movie.
Pick the movie.
You pick the movie, and then I name someone in the movie that's the most popular person.
That you think would be, according to IMDb.
Okay.
Here we go. The movie is Avengers Endgame.
Avengers Endgame, the most popular actor or character? Actor, obviously.
By IMDb. Actor name, yes.
Okay. I want to say Robert Downey Jr., but I feel like Chris Evans might be just more popular with the youth.
It helps to think in terms of, like, you know, what's going on with people that would make them get heavily searched on a movie.
Yeah. Okay, well then I'm changing my answer because Scarlett Johansson has the new series coming out, and a trailer was just recently dropped on Disney Plus. But then again, there's other characters from the MCU that have trailers for their spin-off shows, like Loki. Tom Hiddleston's got the thing, and then Anthony Mackie and the Winter Soldier dude. I want to say...
There's going to be a Loki movie?
No, a Loki series.
What?
Yeah, bro, it just looks crazy. And the Winter Soldier one looks crazy. WandaVision looks crazy. Yeah, the MCU, they got too much money, man. I'm going to say Scarlett Johansson. Final answer.
Okay, Anna...
Okay, well, this is a movie I know I've never seen, but I've faked multiple HQ. I've faked every HQ trivia game about any Marvel movie I've ever hosted. So I've read a lot of the wiki pages, and I know this one's the one with everyone in it, right? The Avengers Endgame has like all the MCU stars. So I feel like, because we're talking current stuff, I recently watched like three. Can you tell your dog? Yeah, no.
Sorry.
I recently watched 3 episodes of the HBO series that's out with Mark Ruffalo. It's really depressing, though. What's it called? It's like, I wish this were true. I know this much is true.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with the twin brothers?
He's twins, right?
Yeah, he plays twins. And like that's
like
currently
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, but like way more intense. And I feel like I feel like he's kind of gotten bigger. He's probably not the biggest one from this. Chris Evans is probably I don't know. I'm going to go with Mark Ruffalo. Why not?
Why not, indeed?
Why not?
What do you think, Kate?
I know this sounds like cheating, but I was also going to go with Mark Ruffalo because I feel like I just saw him trending recently and I don't know what it was for, but he was on there. I thought it actually had something to do with like people fighting him about political stuff, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to also go with Mark Ruffalo.
I'm not going with Mark Ruffalo.
What's that?
I said, I'm not going with Mark Ruffalo.
I thought you took Mark Ruffalo to the park.
That does all his podcasts from nature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who did you say, Matt?
ScarJo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Matt says ScarJo. And Anna and Kate both go with, who did you both say? You both said?
Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo. Okay. Coming in at number three is a woman who her part grew bigger and bigger through all the Avengers and through the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's Karen Gillan.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Karen.
I thought you were going to say Brie Larson.
Yeah, I think Karen Gillan is in third because her the second Jumanji film came out on somewhere.
Oh, she's the redhead in Jumanji?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's Gamora's sister in Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and then therefore she's in Endgame. And then number two, this is one is really interesting. It's Linda Cardellini.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, because I guess they just announced that Dead to Me is going to have a third and final season.
So good. I'm so glad.
I love her. She's great.
She's so good. I love that show. I watched that all during quarantine. So good.
At number one, of the entire cast of Avengers Endgame, including Mark Ruffalo and whoever Matt said.
Scarlett Johansson.
The answer is Dave Bautista.
What?
God damn it.
Who?
He plays Drax, and he has a new movie, or he has a movie that just probably arrived on one of the streaming services called My Spy, and it's about a little girl who has her own spy.
That's all. I got that in my must-watch list.
It was not even close. My second choice was going to be Gwyneth because I feel like she's always trending for like a badge candle or something, but not even close.
My second choice was Chris Evans because that's who I would look up on IMDb. Because he's hot.
Chris Evans' sweater in Knives Out, I think, is really popular. I think it gets searched a lot. Okay, so we're going into the second round with everybody's at zero. You're all even. And Anna gets to go first this time.
We're all losing.
Anna gets first crack at this, and it's tell me who you think is the most popular star of a movie called The Notebook.
Ooh, The Notebook. Did you watch my parody, Doug, of The Notebook?
I have no idea that you parodied The Notebook.
I did. Where, this was my big like quarantine hit.
Like on the internet? Like in a bathtub or something?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I might have seen that.
Oh, I'll send it to you. I feel like I'm going to go with Rachel McAdams because Eurovision, I almost watched last week. I fell asleep 10 minutes in. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to love it. A huge Will Ferrell fan over here. But I feel like people were talking about it, like tweeting about it and stuff, and she's in it. I'm going to go with Rachel McAdams. It's probably too obvious.
It's like, the music in that movie is poppy and pretty upbeat, but it's a lot of ballads and a lot of, I think anyone that's tired watching that movie is going to have a hard time not dozing off at some point, whether they're liking the movie or not. It's just
I definitely started too late into the night, and I was like, this will be funny, and I was out. It was slow. It's out within like minutes.
Yeah, and it's like over 2 hours long. It's a lot. Okay, let's go to Kate. Who do you think from the classic, The Notebook?
I'm going to go with Ryan Gosling because I think that he has a new movie coming out soon. I think, like, isn't he going to be in a superhero movie soon? I don't know. I'm going with him.
I think he's always got something coming out, but most of the time there's something about him being an astronaut. I think he's got another astronaut movie coming.
I want to say he's going to be in The Wolfman.
Oh, that sounds
good. Yeah.
I think he'd be a good wolf man.
He'd be a good any man for me.
He'd be a good any man.
He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. Matt, what do you think?
I'm spacing on dude's last name. Got a really dreamy face. James something?
Marsden.
Is it Marsden? James Marsden?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with him.
All right. I don't know how you got so drunk between questions.
I'm drinking in the dog park, man.
It's New York, but it's like New Orleans.
Yeah.
This is Doug Loves Movies After Dark.
Yeah, it Doug, really, New York is just like anything goes in the street now.
It is still light here. I do have to, you know, correct that misconception. It is after 5 o'clock, so technically acceptable, but still very much afternoon.
I was going to say Oba Babatunde just because I like to say his name, but I don't think he's done anything lately.
He does have one of the most fun names ever.
Oba Babatunde.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Man.
So what's your final answer, Matt?
My final answer is Jimmy James Marsden.
Okay. Coming in at number three.
Oba Babatunde.
Is in fact James Marsden.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a nice pull, Matt.
Hell yeah. I'm coming out of the rear.
Yeah, you got 1 point for that.
His dog's cheering for him.
No, I think that dog is racist.
Oh, no. Get away from that racist dog for sure.
He saw me. He's on my face, and he's like, I don't like him.
Oh, no. Coming in at number two. Is in fact Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Ah, poop.
Putting Kate on the board with number two. I mean, with 2 points. And I wish that I could say number one is Oba Babatunde. That would be the best turn. That'd be the best twist. But in fact, it is Rachel McAdams.
Oh my God! Yes.
Number one for The Notebook. That gives Anna a big 3 points.
Damn! I feel so special right now.
You're really killing it. Yeah,
I'm gonna come back.
Matt's still got a chance.
Whatever the next movie is, my final answer is Oba Babatunde.
I wish he was in this movie, but he's not. okay, so Anna has three, Kate has two, Matt has one, and Kate gets to go first this time. I don't know if you saw this movie, Kate. A lot of us didn't, including me. the motion picture based on the musical musical play Cats.
Oh, it's yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Taylor Swift because I feel like she's always trending. And I think that she was like recently, like there was like new information that came out about the beef with Kanye. I remember seeing that, so I'm going to feel dumb if Taylor Swift is not even in Cats, but I think she is.
Yeah, that would be a shame. I think we would all warn you if she wasn't in Cats because you don't.
She was in there.
You don't want to waste your vote, and especially this year. what do you think, Matt? Who do you think would be the top cat?
Just because. And when did you check how, this is trending as of when?
I planned this game for you guys in 2017.
Shit, okay. Well, I was going to say Jason Derulo because he was just trending on Twitter because he allegedly makes $75,000 per TikTok post.
What?
Well, how does that work? TikTok pays him?
I don't know, but he's making bank on TikTok.
What's he doing? Dances? Lip syncs? What's Jason Derulo's TikTok?
I don't follow him, but I'm about to and feel like an artist.
Wow.
I just love Jason Derulo because anybody that makes sure they sing their own name in their songs is
every
is
day
right by me.
Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo.
I love that.
He's like, I got such a good name. Who needs lyrics?
Right? No lyrics necessary. Jason Derulo.
Who's up? What happened? Okay, so Kate's going with Taylor Swift, and you picked Jason Derulo, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you think, Anna?
Well, as a person who saw this movie, I'm going to say multiple times, huge fan of Cats over here. You know, IMDb is like film and TV, and I feel like James Corden I've seen on Instagram, on Twitter a lot lately. I don't know what for. There was an article that said quarantine changed him, which, you know, makes sense for all of us. I'm going to go with James.
I think when he says quarantine changed him, I think it means he finally put on a different pair of pants.
Yeah, I don't know what it was like this, like, really, I feel like it was like a dramatic photo, and it was like, quarantine changed me. I'm like, me too, man. I've never cooked or done dishes this much in my whole life. I'm going to go with James Corden, I think, for this.
Okay.
I hope I got some more points.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, how many times have you seen Cats, Anna?
Oh, like at least five, six, you know.
And do you watch it alone or do you make Bobby Flay watch it?
Well, I saw it twice in the theater.
in those dog-free theaters?
Yeah, in the dog-free theater.
Dog-free
and then I watched
zone?
It at home. He's not a dog that watches TV, so okay, he doesn't care. Good.
But what about your man? How does he feel about Cats and your obsession?
Jared thought Cats, he thought it was okay. He was also pretty high, you know, so I think that helps a lot of people who see Cats.
It helps every movie.
Yeah, I
definitely.
Mean, if the question were what is the most popular search term associated with Cats, I would have to go with mushrooms. But
yeah.
Since it's limited to the cast.
And maybe because we lived together, he was like, oh, yeah, it's good. It's better than I thought, which I always think is a nice positive reaction to a movie.
Wasn't the anus cut trending? Because apparently there was a cut of the movie where all the cats had buttholes.
Yeah. And there was a cut with Judi Dench with real hands, too, that you can see online. Like, they forgot to CGI her hands into it's, you know, there were mistakes.
I'll only watch Cats when they released the butthole cut.
I mean,
from my perspective, every cut of Cats is a butthole cut. But
we were tweeting back and forth, me and the Cats movie account, for a while. It was pretty special. I'll try and get them to release it.
I still haven't seen it because, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the original Broadway show, but I thought, a movie of that should be fine, you know. And then when everybody was just trashing it, and I saw clips from it, it just looked like nightmarish. And
it's definitely off. Whoever had to do the math for, like, you know, scaling the cats to the size of the world was definitely high, because they were like, yeah, you know, this size seems right, because it's just like kind of like. Not two small humans in a small little world. The math is totally off. It's kind of fun to watch just like what they built, what they decided to do around them.
Yeah, it seems very, like, the whole thing is very off-putting in its strangeness.
But yeah, if there's a movie to watch super high, I think Cats would be very enjoyable for a lot of people.
All right, I'll try it. But, you know, I watch everything super high, and movies, you know, movies about genocide are still depressing.
Yeah.
All right, so it doesn't
That's
help.
That's because they don't have Jason Derulo.
I wrote this down because I was afraid this would happen. Uh-oh. Coming in all the way at number 9 on the list of most popular people in Cats is a stunner. Because it's Taylor Swift.
Number 9?
Damn.
Oh, wow. You know that she probably is taking that really hard, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's got to be rough for her.
Yeah, she's searching her name right now.
She plays Bumbalurina? Is that... Anna, do you know enough about Cats to know if that was a cat from the original Broadway show or if they just made up a cat for Taylor?
I don't think it was as big of a part in the original show. I've only seen the show once. It was the revival like a couple years ago. So fun. But I don't remember that cat. I know that like she wrote the original song so they could get some like Oscar noms out of it. But I don't think that cat was like a major role in the real musical.
All right. So yeah, there you go. Number 4. Just because I just wrote this down just because I just enjoy that Ian McKellen, Sir Ian McKellen, plays Gus the theater cat.
He's number 4?
Yeah. Number 3 is Rebel Wilson, who plays Jenny Anydots. And that's an example of, isn't she like on a couch that's like the world's largest jumping... trampoline.
Yeah, she has a big, huge tap dance number with a lot of rats, like mice that like come to life. God.
You're just making this thing sound worse and worse the more you talk about it.
She's wonderful in it. She really is. She
steals it. Like she's third most popular person in it. Number 2, I can't believe no one brought this up because she gets to sing the most dramatic song in
Jennifer
the show.
Hudson.
She gets to sing the song about midnight and the kitties are sleeping. Jennifer Hudson as Grisabella.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's right. And number 1.
Jason Derulo.
Unfortunately, it's the guy who plays McCavity.
Oh, Idris Elba?
Idris Elba cat.
Oh, I forgot he was in
number 1. McCavity.
Idris Elba. He's the creepy cat. He's McCavity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really the song about him is I remember that song being very like he's very sneaky and deceptive and you got to watch out cuz suddenly McCavity's not there. Which would be great for like an ad for a dental the office.
McCavity's
just
not
take
there.
A McCavity lyric and say, yeah, just take to McCavity's not
and
there.
Just a big picture of Idris Elba smiling. I would love that.
Well, that's a home run right there. So that means at the end of 3 rounds, there was no score on the Cats round. So that means that with 3 points, Anna Roisman's the winner today.
Yay. Wow. Woo! Whoa.
Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't believe there were 2 rounds we got no points on.
It's a tough game. It's really confusing, but that's the algorithm. But that's what I enjoy about it. Just anybody has a chance. And one of those anybodies is you, Anna. What do you got to promote these days, Anna Roisman?
What do I have to promote? I got a podcast. That's good to promote on a podcast. It's called Unemployed. Yeah, Unemployed with Anna Roisman. I talk to people about jobs they've had and lost, and then we call a stranger from Twitter who's unemployed. And play HQ Trivia. I'm sometimes on there. Those are my plugs. And watch my movie Quarantine parodies. Those are fun.
Yeah, that's what that's why I picked The Notebook for today is because I saw the one you did about The Notebook and I thought, you know, I had no idea that, by picking that, I would be handing you the win today.
We watched it a lot to parody it.
Mm-hmm. Kate Willett, what's your social and your podcast names?
So I am at Kate Willett with two T's on Twitter, and definitely never get involved with Kate Willett with one T. She gets really mad and has sent people profane responses from time to time, and I've gotten in trouble for them. So anyways, just make sure you get the two T's. And then it's Kate.Willett on Instagram. And then I have a podcast called Reply Guys, and it is a feminist political comedy podcast where we interview different progressive candidates who are running throughout the country. We just interviewed Senator Ed Markey. And you know, it's, a lot of the people we have on our show are really cool, and it's fun to make fun of stuff with politicians and future politicians. So check it out.
That sounds great. And Matt, what's up with Matt Richards besides HQ six nights a week and getting drunk in the park with dogs?
I mean, what else is there, man?
You gotta work tonight, dude, right?
I'll be fine. I'm gonna eat some bread.
Are you gonna make the bread yourself?
I have 2 pounds of distiller's yeast. So trying to brew some booze.
I forgot my handle.
I got HQ. It's on my Instagram and Twitter is at Matt Was Funny. I got an album out called Comedy Jokes. It's available everywhere the albums are available.
People can get it on vinyl?
Probably.
I forgot. I'm at Anna Roisman everywhere. that's the number one thing to plug. I forgot.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we should all be doing those. At Doug Loves Movies is where you can go for all your official Doug Loves Movie stuff. I'd like to ask the three of you, especially Matt, but all three of you, if you could please take a photo, a selfie of yourself in your, environment you were in during this podcast, if it's, presentable. Otherwise, you can go in another room and take a picture. But just
I'm naked in the dog park.
Yeah, whatever you want to send us, but that would be perfect if it was a naked in the dog park picture. And I've also got a new podcast that. New episodes are available every week called Wide World of Dougs. And even though none of you are named Doug, you're all welcome to participate on that show as well. Thank you for being here.
I'll change my name legally.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Kate
Thanks
Willett.
For having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna Roisman. Thanks,
Doug.
Matt Richards.
Thank you, man. I had a great time.
Do any of you have like a favorite like last line from a movie, like the last thing somebody says in a movie?
Man, that's a hard question.
Yeah, sorry to spring it on you. I normally write one down before the show starts, but I didn't think of one today. Some of the ones we've done in the past are like at the end of Caddyshack, Roddy Dangerfield says, hey, we're all going to get laid. And so that's a classic ending line. at the end of Roadhouse, a guy says, "A bear fell on me." That's the last line of Roadhouse. We don't have any.
Wait, I'm fine. I want to find a good one.
Oh, you're like looking it up on the internet?
I wanted to. Well, I don't know a last line. I was.
There was at the end of Casablanca, they say, yeah, this is the beginning of a wonderful friendship or something like that. At the end of some like
I got a good one.
They say nobody's perfect. You got a good one?
At the end of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. Don't you want to see the rest of the movie? And then Pee-wee says, I don't have to see it, Daddy. I lived it.
Okay, as always, I don't have to see it, Dottie. I lived it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him